about the Senate, just a review that you were reelected then in 2002 and 2008, and you're getting ready to run again now in 2014. You're 79 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You serve a full term now. You'd be 85 years old.
85, yeah.
And I was looking at some of your colleagues. Dianne Feinstein is 81.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Grassley is 80. Orrin Hatch is 80. Richard Selby is 80.
You know, stop right there. All four of those you just mentioned are running right now for re-election or did this last time.
Okay. And Carl Levin is 80.
He's retiring.
Then there are many of you. Then you started at 79, 78, 78. There are 20 in their 70s, 25, mm-hmm. 70, and 80.
Mm-hmm.
So you're used to being around people
sure.
who are of your age.
Mm-hmm.
And so age should never be an issue for you because appear to be in good health.
I've always said, John, I know people who are old at 60 and can't do things. And that's why I use this when I'm too old to fly an airplane upside down, because that's a conversation stopper. Where do they go from there?
Right. And I doubt that that's going to be held against you as you go into the fall campaign anyway.
It won't be. I mean, they'll use it, but it won't be used effectively.
Right. So as you head into the fall campaign, you face people who are probably young enough to be your children.
Yes.
And independent and a Democrat. This could be the easiest campaign of your entire career.
Well, that depends on when you come out with your book. I wouldn't want to say that right before the election. That'd be kind of insulting, and I just don't like to do that to people.
Right. But I'm saying...
I think you're right. See, I had a primary. That was a month ago. And I had five people in the primary, four other Republicans, and I won it with 88%. Now, that's kind of a record in itself. With the general election coming up, I have a Democrat and three independents. So it'll be five again. It'll be the second time we have five.